More than 40 years ago, Australian researcher Ruth Bishop peered through her microscope and became the first person to see the tiny cells of the rotavirus. The discovery paved the way for the development of a vaccine that today protects kids against the potentially deadly disease. Four decades on, Australian researchers are finally on the verge of developing a cheap and accessible vaccine to help eradicate this disease in developing countries. And they're among the researchers recognised in the finals of this year's Eureka Prize, handed out by the Australian Museum. Professor Julie Bynes leads the rotavirus vaccine program at the Murdoch Children's Institute and is a finalist for a Eureka Prize this year. And Kim McKay is the director and CEO of the Australian Museum. Welcome both of you to breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Julie, let's start with you. Congratulations, nominated this year for your work on the rotavirus and a vaccine. We already have a very effective vaccine that's rolled out here in Australia. Can you, before we go any further, Julie, just remind us what rotavirus is, because it's not something I think many of us are sort of aware of on a daily basis.
Sure. Well, rotavirus is the most common cause of gastroenteritis in babies and young children worldwide. And although you might not have heard about it, you've probably had it. Almost all children prior to vaccines had an episode of rotavirus gastroenteritis before they were five, irrespective of what country they lived in. However, the children that die from rotavirus are mainly in the poorest countries of the world, in Africa and Asia in particular.
Okay. And what's happened here in Australia since the vaccine program was introduced?
Well, in Australia, we're very lucky. We have a very effective rotavirus vaccine, and our rotavirus wards, or our gastroenteritis wards in major paediatric centres now aren't needed, and the number of hospitalisations and suffering and disease due to rotavirus has dropped dramatically.
Okay, so you and your team are working on a different virus to roll out to other countries, developing countries in particular.
Yeah.
Why do we need a different one? What's wrong with the one that we're using here?
Well, the one we're using here is very effective, but because of a number of barriers, only about 45% of the world's children still don't have access to a rotavirus vaccine. That's about 70 million children. And that means that there's still over 200,000 deaths each year and many, many thousands of hospitalisations due to rotavirus. So we need a vaccine that is affordable, safe and able to be implemented at large scale to reach those children that are not receiving vaccine currently. And so the approach that we've taken is to develop a vaccine to deliver at birth, and the birth's often at a time when mums and their babies are more likely to be exposed to a healthcare professional. And it's a really good opportunity to provide a vaccine for protection all the way from birth.
So that's what's different. You can administer it at the very beginning of life.
Exactly. The babies in Australia. Go on.
No, I beg your pardon, Julie, you finish?
In Australia, the vaccines are currently given from 2 months on.
I see. You've been running trials in Indonesia. What are they showing? How are the results going?
Well, the results in Indonesia are really encouraging. The vaccine protects about 94% of children at 12 months of age from severe rotavirus gastroenteritis, and that's a really terrific result and gives great promise. And we've just completed a trial in Africa, in Malawi, and it looks very effective in the African subcontinent as well.
Okay, Kim, why did the museum pick Julie as one of the finalists this year?
Well, the museum didn't pick Julie. What happens is we have an independent panel of judges who come from right across the spectrum, expertise in areas like Julie's work, and they assess all of the entries in that category. And this year we had over 1,500 different scientists apply for a Eureka Prize. So they go into this independent and complex judging system as part of the prizes. So Professor Julie Bynes is an outstanding scientist, and her work is groundbreaking and will make such a difference globally. So I imagine the judges felt that this sort of work, particularly in this day and age, is so important. I mean, who knew we'd be talking about vaccines every day of our lives?
Well, that's right. I was just going to ask you, do you think it's any accident that we have Julie and her team's work for this, recommended as a finalist for their work on this vaccine, when so much attention is focused on the importance of vaccines at the moment? Are there more finalists reflecting this area of work?
Look, I think all of our finalists reflect the need for science to take a more prominent role in our lives. And I think the coronavirus and its incredible spread around the world and the devastation it's wrought point out that science and medical science as well is important to every aspect of our lives every day. And we need to celebrate that science and encourage it. I mean, Julie's work stands alone as an incredible opportunity to protect young children from this very devastating virus. You know, we know that in developing countries, children are very vulnerable. You know, they have contaminated water. They don't get the sort of neonatal care that we do in the developed world. So it's an incredible step forward. But, you know, just to think how our lives have changed and how our we now talk about vaccines as it with the names of them as if we're deeply understanding of them. But what we know, being in the science world, is that scientists are working every day on all aspects of our lives to improve our lives. And some of the other nominated scientists in this year's awards really show that Australia does punch above its weight. You know, we're a relatively small country in terms of our population, but we really produce remarkable scientists who not only develop new things for Australia, but they're exporting that. And a prize like the Australian Museum's Eureka Prizes highlights that work. And I think that's what we've got to do, just like the Olympics highlight the great achievements we can have in sport and music awards highlight our creative achievements. Science awards like the Eureka Prizes really show that the depth and quality of science in this country and try and encourage more young people to become involved in science, especially women. I mean, this year we've got 13 individual female finalists in the awards out of 19 individual awards. That's phenomenal. I've seen such an increase. Yeah, it's great.
We love science here on Radio National Breakfast and on Radio National. That's why we have the top five at five. We're big supporters of science and of these Eureka Prizes. Julie, congratulations on your nomination and thank you, Kim and Julie, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Professor Julie Bynes is Professor at the University of Melbourne, leading this rotavirus vaccine program at the Murdoch Children's Institute. And Kim Mackay is the Director and CEO of the Australian Museum. And the Eureka Prize winners will be announced on the 7th of October.